Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Chris Vosnacht. I'm a developer and co-founder at Top Notch Themes and Fusion Drupal Themes. I'm pretty much the guy who does the code behind the scenes.
Okay, and so with the Fusion Themes, that's something that's relatively new in the realm of Top Notch Themes. So maybe you could talk a bit about, like, what are the Fusion Themes?
Yeah, well, Fusion Themes came out of our experience with Top Notch Themes. And basically, we were trying to find a way that made the themes both more powerful and easier to maintain and easier to upgrade. And really what that meant is going to a full-on base theme, which is the Fusion base theme, which is freely available at Drupal.org. And then there were some things we wanted to bring in. The two biggest things were the ability to apply styles to any element through a point-and-click interface without having to edit CSS files. And the second thing was to make it a grid-based layout so that things fell into place naturally and looked good without having to futz with pixel dimensions.
I see. And so it sounds like, presume you're using something like the Skinner module, or maybe you could talk about like the integration that you have with the Skinner module in order to facilitate some of this point-and-click type of functionality that you have.
Yeah, no, it was great. We'd actually been thinking about this ability to style things with a point-and-click interface by injecting classes. And I think it was a block class module was sort of on the way to doing that, and we were looking at sort of trying to make that more powerful when we started talking with the folks at Gravitech. And they said, hey, we're working on this cool thing. You want to check it out? And that was Skinner. And we saw that and we thought, wow, this is amazing. So we basically have been working with them and sort of, you know, patching whatever we can for them and, you know, helping them test and offering suggestions for Skinner. And Skinner has just blossomed into an amazing module. I mean, I think regardless of whether you use Fusion Themes or not, Skinner by itself is amazing. It really is going to revolutionize the process of theming and using themes for being able to get a theme to look the way you want without having to jump into the code.
I see. And so the business model at Top Notch Themes was to, if you don't want to get a custom develop theme from scratch, or if you don't want to use one from Drupal.org, you're somewhere in the middle where you can kind of either buy one that's pretty good, and if you want to buy it out, if you want to have it completely unique, you can have that as well. And I guess what sort of things were coming about that you were hearing based upon that, that people were wanting that you weren't offering?
Yeah, we looked long and hard at the market to see sort of where things were lying. And essentially what we're finding is that you can get a free theme. And there are some really good free themes out there, but they tend to get overused. And you can run something from scratch, you can create something from scratch, but that's an investment that, you know, starts at a couple $1,000s and goes up, including design and development, not to mention quality assurance and support and maintenance, which is something that doesn't even figure that initial price. So what we wanted to do is to create something for the middle ground. There are a couple of different situations. There are people who are like mom and pop businesses who are, you know, have got someone to set up a Drupal site, or have met, you know, they're enthusiasts themselves, so they've set something up and they want a theme that has, you know, kind of a unique look and feel, but that is still high quality and not so expensive. There are small development shops that have a focus on development, but they need to handle theming and they don't have an on-staff themer. So for them, you know, a premium theme provides a way of having a supported theme that is cost-effective for them that they know they can rely on. So we do things like IE6 compatibility, you know, or cross-browser compatible, and we just take care of a lot of the details. But even larger shops sometimes find themselves in a situation of having a larger client who comes back to them with a small job. And, well, you don't want to turn down a client who may bring more big work to you, but you still want to be able to cost-effectively deal with small jobs that you otherwise wouldn't touch. So we found this need, and basically we addressed it with the Fusion Themes. And they just provide a nice kind of middle ground for, you know, whether you're an enthusiast or a development shop, for having a really nice looking Drupal theme that is supported, lots of documentation. We upgrade them regularly, so they get better over time as well from the base theme on up. It's just a very cost-effective solution.
Okay, and it sounds like you were working with Derek Wright a little bit to integrate with the project module to actually bundle up a whole bunch of different things into distributions that people could download. Maybe you could talk about like what are going into these packages and distributions that were being sort of created on the fly.
Yeah, that's we're especially proud of that. And it's actually something that most people won't kind of see because it's so behind the scenes. But we invested in, you know, some time with Derek, developer of the project module, and basically built a lot of infrastructure that you won't see but that you'll benefit from as a top-notch Themes customer. And what that means is that we have the same project infrastructure that Drupal.org has. So when we want to make a release, we tag a release and it basically, the project module creates it, brings in the documentation, creates both a zip and a TAR-GZ version for both Windows and non-Windows users, puts it all together, puts it up on our site, and also sends out an update. So basically, if you've installed one of our themes, just like if you'd gotten something from Drupal.org, when an update occurs, you'll see that in your update status. So it's a fantastic system, well integrated, and it really allows us to focus on designing themes and helping our customers rather than constantly packaging files of stuff. It's fantastic.
I see. And so you've also offered some e-commerce specific themes. Is that true? And maybe talk about like whether or not it's, you know, UberCard and then looking forward to Drupal 7, like Drupal Commerce and sort of what type of themes you have relative to, you know, e-commerce.
Absolutely. You know, we went through a decision-making process where we looked at it. We originally on Top Notch Themes had some themes that were UberCart ready and others that weren't. And essentially what we decided to do is to make all of our themes UberCart ready. Basically what we think is you never know when your website's going to turn into a revenue stream. And if you want a theme that's going to grow with you, you want one that's already ready to do e-commerce rather than looking at switching downstream. So all of our themes have UberCart built into them, UberCart theming and styling, and some features that make it easier to work with UberCart, like breaking out fields in the product node page. Now going forward, we're obviously going to support our UberCart users. So as long as our folks are using UberCart, we'll be supporting them. But we're also really excited about Drupal Commerce, and we're behind Ryan and his effort and at Commerce Guys. And I think that what he's doing is really going to make commerce for Drupal a lot more, expandable, extendable. It'll make it easier to grow it. It'll be much more integrated with Drupal as a system. And I kind of think it's the future. And as soon as he releases something that people can use, we'll be theming for that as well.
I see. So you're sort of right there on the edge as well. So you're looking forward towards Drupal 7 already, I guess, and starting to develop themes so that by the time I presume whenever Drupal 7 comes out, you'll be ready to have some Drupal 7 ready themes as well.
Absolutely. In fact, I think just about a week or so ago, we released a Drupal 7 dev version of our Fusion base theme and the starter theme that comes with it, which is sort of a bare bones theme that people can use to develop their own sub themes. And yeah, it was actually pretty fun developing a Drupal 7 theme. It's radically different than Drupal 6. There was a lot of stuff that changed. But I was really happy with how much of the stuff that we actually had built into our themes previously are now actually in Drupal itself, Drupal Core. So we're leveraging a lot of that. The Drupal 7 themes that are going to be coming out are going to be simultaneously more powerful and smaller, more lightweight, which is a really nice bonus. And of course, all of our users, all of our customers will get automatic upgrades to Drupal 7. That's another one of the things that you get as a benefit from our premium themes is that you're constantly upgraded to the new version of Drupal.
I see. So you're actually offering migration paths from all the previous themes that you've done before to the next versions. And so what are the some of the fun things that you were able to do now that you may have not been able to do before?
Well, being the developer at Top Notch Themes, most of my time is spent in the templates and in the template PHP file and the theme setting file. So for one thing, John Albin, who's done a lot of fantastic work in pushing important theme changes into D7, really cleaned up the theme settings file, so for advanced theme settings, made it much easier, made it much more stable. a lot of work has gone into making the themes better at inheritance. And this is something I'm really excited about. Because right now, with Drupal 6, we've only really been able to have one level of theme inheritance. So we have a base theme and then a sub-theme. And what we're excited about is that with Drupal 7, we'll have a base theme and a sub-theme. And if you want to, you can sub-theme the sub-theme. And as esoteric as that sounds, what it means is that you can leverage even more in creating a theme that can then benefit from upgrades that happen without you having to change your base code very much. And so it's very powerful. The fact that a lot of helper classes have been pushed into Drupal 7 has been really nice. Pre-process functions are still there. The rendering stuff in page.tpl, which is where I think most people will find the differences. Page.tpl has this new render system that allows you to render parts of the node wherever you want without having to go through weird kind of parsing. And that's going to be really helpful for us to create custom layouts that are able to put things wherever people want them.
I see. So even though there's some ways to take that big array of that's going to be, you know, all the content for all the page, and you're going to still be able to move it around and not feel like, you know, the data is missing or not there and the theme's going to break. I guess it's like, you know, it's abstracted enough that you're safe to kind of innovate on that level without worrying that it's going to somehow mess up some sites.
Absolutely. I mean, with Drupal 6, especially with UberCart, I mean, we needed to do some fairly heavy stuff behind the scenes to break out pieces of UberCart so that we could put, you know, pricing and descriptions in different places. But that's going to be immensely easier in Drupal 7, where, you know, you'll be able to really put your content where you want it at a very fine-grained level. In fact, in the issues, it was called granular theming. So, yeah, we're very excited about that.
Okay. Well, great. Thanks.
Thank you.